Goedemiddag, mijn naam is Adhak Zoof. Ik woon in Den Haag, Nederland. Mijn moedertaal is Nederlands. Hello, my name is Adhak Zoof. I live in the Netherlands, The Hague. I'm a long-time volunteer, and I happen to be chair of the so-called Affiliate Selected Board Seats Election Facilitator Team, who elected two board members in 2019. Natalie and Shani were the board members now. And they were selected by the over 140 affiliates. The community seats are selected in the past two elections, and they were run by the community election committee. The community is well capable of organizing and designing elections for community and affiliate seats. The both committees are capable of designing a nice process, and the both committees are committed to diversity, and both committees have designed in the past processes in which review of skills have been done. So both problems do not exist. I find them actually extremely offensive, and including the ideas. The staff shouldn't run it, the community should do it, and should trust the community to come up with a joint committee of the past committees or new facilitators to run this election. There's actually there's no need for this round of calling for feedback. It is distracting. I've sent this in an email to the Wikimedia mailing list last night, and I got input from my own the ASBS team who functioned 2 years ago. And I've also contacted the Standing Election Committee, and so far, on both sides, they agree we as a community are capable of running an election, and we don't need this round for call for feedback.
Hello, everyone. I am Natalia Tynki. I am a board member, current board member, and I was actually a product of selection organized in 2019 through affiliate selection. It was really difficult for me to hear you, but I am assuming that you are mostly repeating what you wrote in the letter, which I had just like a few minutes to read before joining the call. So this is not a staff-run project. This is not a one committee or one group-run project. This is a long overdue process of, how to get more diversity and how to make sure that people who are not privileged enough to be native English speakers or comfortable, I don't know, getting into discussions and answering some really complicated questions on Meta, who are actually can bring to the table some of their expertise, can join and can join for now actually in the discussion, in the feedback. How can we make sure that we are not excluding people from their feedback? That's why the staff is actually involved in the process of helping to harvest that feedback. How we did it during the movement strategy process with facilitators, with trying to get more people being able to give their feedback in their native language, and then getting that feedback together, feeding it in to the English language. For now, this is the main language still. So this is at least from what I understood from your letter, and maybe from what you were saying now. This is not a staff-run project. This is a staff-supported, and actually community members, volunteers are in the board, And long-term volunteers, yes, I have not been around for like 20 years in Wikipedia, but 10 years I'm going to mark this year. So, you know, it's also long-term. And also affiliate community members, and the board is a volunteer. Everybody is volunteers on the board. So the board believes that the change should happen, and the change is really important for the whole movement strategy process. And the staff is supporting. This is like one of the arguments I wanted to set at the beginning of the meeting. This is not Kim telling us what to do. This is us telling that we want not only the usual suspects joining the discussions, joining the call of feedback on Meta, but people who are more comfortable in Telegram or, I don't know, Facebook or on their own village pumps, not only going to some to another site and posting something in English. Any specific points I should address now? Because this was the main one on my agenda. Or if we are taking up too much space, time, we can start discussing or talking more about this after the call.
The diversity increases with the number of seats you supply. And already the diversity on the board is maximized, given that there are only 10 seats. You only have a glance at the pictures of, if you see on the board page, see that there is already a diversity. 2 years ago, you wrote that there was a tendency to elect American and Western European board members. This is not the case. 2 years ago, no American, no Western European person was elected.
Okay, I said it is. I think it is. This is a deep conversation, and this is why I'd rather let. Actually, in this call at this time, we have plenty of people who are not from Western Europe, not from America. So actually, let's give them the voice as much as possible, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anas, and I am a Wikimedian from Morocco. Although I am based in Sweden, I have been participating in different Wikimedia projects for a long time. And I'm co-founder of Wikimedia Morocco as a group. I've also participated a lot in this strategy process. So first of all, I would like to thank the board and the team who is working on this, because honestly, and to be honest with you, it could have been that there was no contact, and this has been happening maybe before. So at least I want to acknowledge that there is a discussion, and this is something good that we have a start somewhere. This said, I would like to point out some things that I really think are important to discuss from my opinion as someone who has been following this for a bit of time. I don't want to get into the detail of each idea, because I think we have a lot of time. There is 1 month and a half to discuss in detail these ideas, but I have some points that I want to talk about just as a first observation during this first meeting. So the first thing, as I mentioned, it's good that the board or some board members are present in these meetings, and I think this should continue for all the other meetings if possible, because ultimately we're talking about a discussion between the board and the community. It's very good that there are a lot of our dear friends and colleagues who are facilitators, but ultimately it's the board who makes the decision, and this is why it's good to have the decision makers also on board with the community. So I really appreciate this, and I wanted to continue. Then I have a point that I have also written in Meta about the choices of the ideas. I understand that we have to start somewhere. There were some ideas that were put, they were discussed by the board, but I think it's a bit sad that we were not advised that there was kind of a suggestion of some ideas that would have been done, because maybe the community could have come up with ideas that would be also put at the same level there in the start. I mean, this has already happened, so we cannot change it. But in the future, I would say that it's better to say, we want to discuss some ideas. Do you have suggestions? And then we put everything on the same level, because now we have already a set of predefined ideas, and then we have to brainstorm ourselves to find another idea that can be better or that will challenge what has already been discussed for a long time in, let's call it, behind closed door, even if I don't like these words. So this is one thing. The second thing or third thing I want to mention is this full discussion is about the choice of board members that are going to come from the community. This is something that is good. Again, I appreciate. But in the board, there are also members that are nominated. And I'm just thinking, is there no discussion about people who are nominated, especially, for example, in terms of diversity? I know that this is not the place to discuss it because this is about the community, but I just take the opportunity to mention that maybe a discussion should be also about the nominated members and diversity aspects there, and maybe other aspects, because at the end, the board is here to serve the community. So the community should have a say not only on the community chosen or directly elected members, but also on those that are nominated. Of course, they should have the required skills, but it's very important also to think about diversity and other things. Finally, a final point that I want to mention, and I'm so sorry if I took too much time, but there is one thing that is important in my vision, which is that me as a long-term community member, I have very few things about board elections, and for me this is problematic. If someone who is very active in the community, who goes to conferences, doesn't even know that there is a board election ongoing, for example 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I think it's problematic, and this is also one of the factors why there is no diversity. So the reason why there is no diversity is not always because we have to make a quota or because people are not privileged in terms of resources, but also in terms of information. There is almost no outreach when the elections of the board are there. There is no translation of material when the board is there. The local communities don't know that there is a something like this. So it's only like biggest chapters are aware, and some privileged people are aware about the full process. So I encourage not only to talk about these governance models, but also to think about the outreach that should be done. Because if you want to have diversity, you have to let everyone know that they have a chance to be in the board. You have to discuss with them in their languages, not in this specific meeting, but I mean when the elections will come for the board, or when there is an opportunity to come to the board, everyone should know about it. This should be disseminated to everyone so that everyone can actually understand this and work on it. There is even worse. I mean, a lot of people are very active in the community. They don't know that there is a board of trustees. So we have to do this outreach first. Then we can talk about diversity or governance models. And I'm so sorry again, I took so much time.
What I can say, because you know, we are now organizing the call for feedback with this facilitator team, is that these ideas from the board, they have been the result of many and long discussions. So, and there were many more that didn't even make it here. I don't know all the details. I wasn't in all these conversations, but at least while working on this plan for this call for feedback, this is something that I saw. So there's been already a big filter there. And these are points where there's different opinions, or there's not clear opinions, and this is why they are being presented to the community. So these are true. It's a true exhibition of different ideas for truly listen what the different communities have to say. So I think there's a lot of value in this, in these ideas presented. There's also an invitation to propose all the ideas. Yes, it is starting just now. But, well, the discussion already was starting before. I'm not going to just try to fix anything, but there is an opportunity to present ideas. And as we have been discussing in the talk page, it's not that it's very super clear how we are going to proceed, but we want to proceed in the right way. We want to offer this platform that this call for feedback is right now for good ideas to also be exposed to the rest of the community so people can weigh in. That's our willingness, and we hope to do it right. Anything else?
Yes, the second point was about diversity. So in order to engage in a full discussion about board members and diversity, we have to ensure that we are reaching out, because it is problematic for other people in communities that might be smaller or doing other work and not necessarily looking in certain places, to not know about these board elections. Otherwise, they would participate.
Yes, and I think I can address this point because it has a lot to do with communications, which is the work I'm doing in this movement. Actually, I would say that even the problem is deeper. The problem is deeper in the sense that And everybody in this call, I think, might be aware and might have their own experiences. The facilitators are finding this on a daily basis. A lot of people don't even know that there's a board, don't even know that there's a process, never actually thought about the seriously about the governance of all this movement. They come here to edit, and they edit, and if anything, they discuss how whether you can revert me or I can declare this page non-relevant. And this is the usual area of work. So for many, you knock the door, and it's the first time ever that actually anyone went to them and say, hey, what do you think about the board is having these ideas? And it's clear that we have to explain even a lot more information. So to put a comparison with, I don't know, democracy, even if people know, because they are seeing the propaganda everywhere, they know that on Sunday there's an election and there's some faces that people can vote. If they don't even know that they can vote or what is the point of voting, then the whole thing is already like a bit broken. So I also want to say that when we hired these facilitators, who all of them come from different places in the community, all of them are volunteers with good experience of their contexts. I was very explicitly saying that, look, we are going to run this call for feedback, which should be more or less wrapped up by the end of March, beginning of April. But actually, we are contracting you for 3 extra months because, well, whatever is decided, the next step is just to implement that. And these people will be available not just to communicate, but I'm trusting them, no pressure, to help improving the communication channels. Communicating anything in this movement is very complicated, making it available in many places. Translating is not even enough to be sure that because I translated something to Bengali, that now everyone in the Bengali-speaking regions are aware of it. But also to mobilize communities, because we can discuss governance, diversity, and skills all day long. But if at the end of the day, we don't have new people, different people, deciding to run for these place, for these positions, and we don't have new people, different people, willing to weigh in with whatever action they have to take, feedback, vote, whatever is the process, then yeah, we would have another great discussion in the movement, but not much will have changed.
Shani Evenstein-Sigalov, I'm part of the Board of Trustees, and I joined just 20 minutes before this meeting is done, so sorry for not being here from the beginning. I just wanted to add that I think different affiliates around the movement, we already have over 150 affiliates. Many of them are user groups, so only 40 are bigger chapters or thorgs, but the rest is user groups in different parts of the world, in different languages, from different communities. And I think, working with local affiliates can really help to do that type of work that Kim was talking about, and just making people aware. And I think as a movement, we can do better in terms of how we communicate between all affiliates, but that's a different topic. But all in all, you're absolutely right, Kim. Many people just don't know. They come to edit the articles that they love, and they're not aware of the whole movement, of the whole structures. So it's up to us to kind of, bring them in. And I think doing it locally with our small communities, whether it's the Wikipedia language or it's Wikisource or whatever, it doesn't matter what's your favorite project, you can always use your own community to kind of spread the word and bring more people in, because it does matter.
So my question was, it's very good that we have a discussion about the diversity and finding new ways of governance when we choose community members that are going to be in the board. But the board is also having other members that are nominated. And as you know, the board is mostly here to serve the community. So is there a plan to have a discussion about these nominated members, and if there is going to be a plan for having more diversity, or if there is a plan to go into change anything in their governance? For example, now we're talking about having a quota in community members. for gender or something else. So is there going to be also a discussion about this for the nominated members, maybe quota about geographic representation of nominated members, etc.? But at least is there somewhere where this discussion will happen?
I can take it unless Jimmy or Nat want to. Okay, so Anas, the board has already been using the nominated seats in order to create more diversity, in a sense, but also to bring into the board specific roles that we're missing and need. For example, for a few years now, we've been nominating a specific board member who has a financial background. So that person is always, these days it's Tanya. And what she does is really bring that professional experience that she has in the finance world into the board and into the audit committee specifically. So it really depends what the board needs at any specific given time. We're trying to bring in diversity there as well, but it really depends on the board structure and what the board needs at a given moment. So it's not an easy, there is no easy fix or something that is right in every situation, right? In general, these are principles that we are always trying to implement. So we're always trying to bring diversity in, but we also are trying to bring in specific expertise that the board is missing. I'm hoping that I answered you, but let me know if something is missed.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Yemen from Tunisia. So first of all, it's really great to have this discussion about these topics, and I hope that more people will join in the other meetings and maybe have other meetings to follow the discussion. Actually, I was going to ask a question, but I think Shani was clarifying it. It's about also the nominated seats from the board, whether it's the nomination will be, I mean, in word, take it or leave it. I mean, there'll be will the community will have a word on this nomination or not? For example, will the board before confirming these seats will say we are going to, for example, to know we would like to nominate these people. What do you think?
No, it doesn't work like that. Nominated seats are saved for the board because, with all due respect to the community, and there's a lot of respect, regardless of how it may seem sometime, we're very committed to serving the community. But still, as board members, there are things and perspectives that community members might not have in a given time. And so the board is really the best to be in to judge what it needs. This is why we are reserving an amount of seats that the board can nominate, because we know what needs are not answered yet, right? With the community seats that come in, and when I say community, I talk in general about the affiliates, the community, the individuals, everything, right? The seats that we do not control but are elected by the community, at least traditionally, we never know what we will get or what type of specific expertise will be there. So the board needs to have some way to do the rest, to complement whatever is, there's no doubt that people even from the community come with excellent expertise sometimes, right? These people could be professionals in their own right, and that's amazing. But sometimes the board needs other expertise that are in a given moment at the board, considering who was elected from the community, we still don't have. So the external seats or the appointed seats are used for that purpose, to help bring in more experts that the board needs. And not only, I would say, expertise, but also perspectives maybe that are still missing from the table, right? Because we do need different opinions, different voices, and it is important to us. I would also say that the board, I think the board right now is as diverse as it's ever been, right? We're more diverse now than we've ever been, but it's still not enough. We still are missing some voices. And this is part of, and I'm sure you've talked about it in the time that I was away from the call, but I'm sure it's been stressed that the board is making this move because we still feel that it's not enough, because we still are missing some voices, and we want to make sure that it's systematic, that we don't end up having to kind of do, to go through, to jump through loops and to do all kinds of, you know, ninja manipulations to have what we need. We want the community to be part of this and kind of understand that this is not a joke, right? We are basically running together, one of the 10th biggest websites in the world. It's very serious. We're a global community. It takes specific skills and expertise to be on the board. And so we want the community to be part of that. That's why we're doing this move. And to the question before, we wouldn't be able to do this before discussing it internally, because we have to be able to explain what it is that we need, what's the problem, what is the purpose of this experiment to the community properly, before we engage people and waste or engage with volunteers and ask them to invest time in something like that. So this is why. And again, I'm hoping that I answered you, and if not, let me know and I'll answer the rest.
Thank you, Shani. And by the way,
Yamin, we can't hear you. Your voice is lost.
I was saying that, yes, I'm thanking Shani for answering the question, and also for thanking her as a member of the board for being very close to the community. She's always, connecting with us on Telegram, and she's really answering all the questions in the community. Just a final question, maybe. In Africa, for example, we have a lot of active members of the community and very skilled, but at the same time, they have contract with the foundation. Are they able to be part of the board, or they have to leave, to resign from that contract to be able to be part of the board?
Yeah, thank you for that question. It's something that not everyone knows, but in order to be on the board of trustees, as of now, the bylaws state very clearly that you cannot be in the management of affiliates. So you can be a member, right? I'm still a member of Wikipedia and Education and Wikimedia Medicine and Wikimedia Israel, where I come from. But I cannot be the chair like I was before I entered the board. I had to resign being the chair of these two groups in order to be on the board of trustees. And it has to be like that, because otherwise you would be in a position where there's conflict of interest and stuff like that, where we just don't want that. So today you have to resign from any official position, either in an affiliate or at WMF, in order to be on the board. It might change one day, who knows? We're in the middle of a strategic process, and we're rethinking many of our givens over the years, and that's okay. We're in the process of discussing the Global Council, and that might change the way we think of boards and these types of roles. But as of today, we can't be paid, we can't be on the board of any other affiliate, and it makes sense for now.
I wanted to understand the process of voting for the board seat. Is it going to be based on, is it going to be regional, or it's going to be like everybody voting together? Because I'm just thinking that, maybe the answer would help me understand better, or my next question.
So Ruby, this is exactly what the Board of Trustees requests feedback from the community of, exactly how we want it to work. Right now, it's not regional, right? It's the elections. We had two types of elections. One was the community seats, and it was a wide, anyone on Wiki could vote. That was one part, and any Wikimedian could nominate themselves, and people all across different projects would vote for them. And the other type was affiliate seats. So you have to be part of an affiliate, a user group or a chapter or thematic organization. And then there was that type of seats, and you can nominate yourself through the affiliates and the affiliates vote. We are now trying to discuss a new way of doing all of that. And this is exactly the way that this is exactly what we want feedback from the community on. How exactly to do it, in what way, how we will create diversity, what would be the system of how that works. This is exactly what we're discussing or are going to be discussing, right? I hope I answered. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, you did perfectly. Thank you, Shani.
My name is George Milashvili. I represent the chapter in Georgia. So my background is in political sciences. And you know that we political scientists usually have a tendency to see lots of problems and lots of risks and so on. So there are one or two risks that I would like to raise, and maybe you have thought how to challenge them or how to address them. But still, first of all, we have different types of organizations. We have organizations based on geographic principle, like Wikimedia Georgia, which will be in one day, I hope. We also have Wikimedia Medicine and so on and so on. These chapters seem to be different from each other, and also interests of these chapters are also different. Do we plan to have a mechanism? Maybe we are planning to have kind of a mechanism to weigh the influences of all these groups, and also to maybe somehow have separate seats for affiliations based on profession, like medicine, and a different one for geographic locations. That's one thing. Second thing, some countries have different groups within their geographic scope. So it might be giving some of the groups more influence in general over the process, which also does not seem entirely fair, because, for example, the user group in Georgia is there is only one group, and at the same time in Russia, for example, there are quite many groups of them, including the language groups, including regional groups, and so on. So Russian groups have slightly more influence than the Georgian one will have, simply because there is only one group in the country. So are you planning to address this issue as well? And also the idea of the Global Council, which I understand that is not yet fully designed, so we're still in design process. I'm a little bit afraid that it will become a little bit inefficient and ineffective, like the United Nations General Assembly, where everybody can vote, can raise their concerns, but actually it's only the Security Council that has any actual power or any decision making. So maybe you have some safeguards that will protect us from becoming this General Assembly of the United Nations with only advisory vote. So these are the three issues I would like to raise. Thank you.
So, George, first of all, thank you for making excellent points. I think you're describing some of the key issues that we as a community need to deal with. And I'll start by saying that first, I don't have the answers to your question. I think it's a decision that the community at large needs to have. And this is part of what is being planned for the coming months. I'll also say that as far as I know, there is no one perfect system to elect people to any type of role. And I'll grant you that because we have 150 affiliates from different types, some from the same region, and Russia is just one example, but the same thing is happening in the Spanish community. There are lots of different groups, sometimes even with the same people. You know, the same person could be affiliated with many affiliates, not just one. I, for example, belong to Wikimedia Israel, to Wikimedia Medicine, to Wikipedia and Education, to the Libraries group, to, you know, there's a bunch of them where I'm involved. So how does that come to, being weighed and how do we create balance? It's not an easy question. But again, I think the important thing here is it's not the board's decision in this case. It's something that the community needs to think about and decide what type of process it wants. And the board can help direct, the board can help guide, the board can say, you know what, we believe strongly, like we did with the Universal Code of Conduct, right? We said, this is not a question, this needs to happen because we as a community need it. And the community at large said that it wants to be more safe as part of the strategic process. So we are in a position to make some decisions, but the rest of it, the how exactly, needs to be decided by the community. I think some of the questions about affiliates will and should be discussed as we discuss the Global Council and as we discuss the different dynamics that will be created when we suddenly have regional hubs, when we suddenly have, so, you know, it's all connected in a sense. And my answer is simply, this is exactly the time to discuss it, right? Now that we're discussing the General Council and the regional hubs, we will have to, part of it will be, will have to be, how do we weigh in these different groups? How do we make sure that we not only have participation, but that it's balanced, right? So thank you for that. And I, again, sorry that I cannot give you a more accurate answer, but I think it's not my place as a board member to do that.
Also feedback for Shani, because you have been very active in the second half. But the first point that Ad brought at the beginning was related to the email sent to yesterday, today, depending where you live, on Wikimedia L. And because there was not enough, Nat initially addressed that, and she actually said, should I continue, should I stop? I don't know if Nat is staying around. But in any case, I think it's a good conversation. And we can maybe just continue while I'll offer you some imaginary drinks of your preference. So, Nat, do you want to? Well, I don't even know where you want to continue. I'll just shut up because there was also some side conversation there. I'll just shut up and I'll let you. I'll just go have my own drink.
And if you look to the past, we had elections with a turnout of, for the community seats, for 2,000 to 4,000 people. If you state a problem, okay, but we have 80,000 active editors each month, and then a turnout of 2,000 or 4,000 voters is way too small, and we want to have more voters, then I agree. And we should state that as a problem and do reach out. And do hear Ruby, who was in the call and had a great question. And that will be the question of all people who had not voted in the past before. What is the Wikimedia Foundation? What is the board? What do they do? What is the process for election and voting? Who has the right to vote? Okay, if you've got, 50 or 300 edits, you can vote. So anyone can vote, and it was a, but always that everyone can vote on all candidates that was in the past. So we can reach out and do it in many languages and try to set, if we start with the election, looking to have it in more languages translated than it was in the past. And we've done a good job in the past with elections within at least 20 languages. But we serve over 300 language communities, so we should try to have it translated to more languages and to provide more basic information about what is the organization, that the organization is to serve the communities and the local projects, and the foundation has an important role in it.
Ruby, you raise your hand.
Yeah, thank you. I was just thinking about the whole thing. If you look at the community that we have some communities that are highly represented from particular regions or countries, and then others are very few.
And so if the community, if people nominate themselves for the board seat or want to be part of this community, and it's still left for the community to vote, definitely there's going to be a bias. That is my concern, because the same kind of people who are represented will still be the same kind of people, like the same kind of group. And then that diversity that we're looking for will not be achieved. So my question now is, how do we bridge that gap? How do we correct that? Because if we're still left for the same community to vote, there will still not be a diversity.
Ruby, one of the, if I can jump in, one of the options that the board basically shared with the community is to have a council or a selection and nomination committee of sorts. And the idea is, I don't know if the community is going to accept it, but that certainly was one of the ideas, that there will be a committee of people from the community. And that when you, let's say that you want to nominate yourself, you'll be nominated to the committee. The committee will have some kind of evaluation form that they will weigh in different candidates. So it's less of a popularity contest and more, what are the skills of this person? Do they come from a diverse background? What type of management experience do they have? How can they contribute to the board? And so that committee would rank candidates, and then the board, and then there are two options, right? One is that these candidates now ranked by this committee, would then the community votes for them. Or another option is that directly the board selects from that list, from that ranked list. So one of the things that we're trying to fix in this whole process is exactly the fact that right now it's a popularity contest. Right now it's about how many people do you know from the broad community? And I see people raising hands, right? Because it's a bit controversial, but this is how the board sees it. It's a bit of a popularity contest. It's about how many, do you come from a big community, yes or no? Because then you'll have numbers of people voting for you, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're the best person for the role. So we want to find a new system to get away exactly from that. This is why we were thinking for so long, how exactly to do this. And so, yeah, Ed and Kim, and I see some more hands.
I would like, before Ed goes, I would like to share something that I think it's not controversial, because I think it is a fact. My work is to talk with many people in the communities, and I said I work with all these facilitators who talk to even more and then report back. So personally, I do hear and I do see, well, I do read, to be more specific, I do read many people that think that, you know, the diversity is okay. But when I look at who are saying that, I see people, in short, like me, men, white, Western, certain age, and so forth. And personally, this is my personal experience, there's no foundation opinion or anything. Personally, I've learned years ago that I shut up in personally, you know, when there's arguments about diversity, I shut up, because then in the meantime, there's other people coming from other regions, other gender, sex, gender options, other generations, how long they have been in the movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And very easily, they have different opinions. So who's right? I just wanted to share this, because this is objective in the sense that it's based on a lot of many times in many places, many conversations happening.
Yeah, before Ad answers, I'll just answer what Kim is saying. I was using the word controversial specifically because, you know, it's a wiki. We will have always a multitude of voices. We can never, and that's another given, right? We will never be able to please everyone. There will, even if we have numbers showing that most of the candidates come from Western Europe or or North America, which they have originally in the past, then still there will be people in the community that claim that that's okay. That's as it should be, right? And these are some of the voices, but thankfully we have other voices too. So we're trying to be more inclusive as we do this process, in the process itself and also in the final results. We want the final results to also reflect that diversity and this multitude of voices. So, yeah, that's why I said it's controversial, just because there are different people thinking differently about.
I'm really, really extremely offended by the view, Shani. The point is that you say that the community is not capable of evaluating skills of candidates. They are. They did.
I'm not saying that. They did very well. I'm not. No, Ed,
the board said we were considering to have a selection committee who will evaluate candidates. The community is very capable of evaluating candidates. They have done in the past. We have long list of candidates, also of candidates with very little experience in the movement, little experience outside the movement, and they were not elected. At the outcome of the evaluation, the community preferred people with more experience. And as you have said before, the diversity on the board is maximized given there are only 10 seats. If you're moving to a bigger board, more seats, it will be more diversity.
Ed, I want to be very accurate in asking you not to put words into my mouth. I'm not saying that the community is incapable of choosing. I want that to be very clear. I am saying that historically, because of the way the elections were constructed, it's granted that some communities had more, it's not only that more some communities had more way in, but also that from the get-go, the threshold was such that some very good candidates wouldn't even offer themselves because they knew they will not have a chance in the current system. This is what we're trying to fix. It's not that we think that the community is not intelligent. On the contrary, right? The community is very intelligent, but the community is also, you know, the community. At the end of the day, you're more likely. Let me just finish my sentence.
Yes. And if you want to have candidates step forward, tell people everybody is good enough. If you think you're good enough for the board, nominate yourself as a candidate.
George, please.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I would like to kind of jump into the previous conversation because we do know that systems of elections do determine the way how people are elected, and also it creates lots of different motivation and demotivation for people to either run for elections or to even consider. So the system is also dependent on the elections. That causes, in some countries, it causes bipartisan models, in some countries it causes multi-party systems. So it's not that elections are ideal and that elections are a neutral way to elect people. It's not that way. Elections do determine who is elected and how is elected. That's why I'm raising so much concern about the ways that this system should be crafted with extreme care to ensure that people are not dismotivated to run because they just know that they will never be selected. And that's why I'm suggesting that we should maybe spend even more time while considering how to create safeguards to ensure the different groups do not gain too much weight, which might be natural because there are more people or whatever, but it should not become a demotivator. It should not become kind of a glass ceiling for other groups. That's it.
George, all I can say is that the board is worried about exactly that. This is exactly what we want to try to fix, right? Because right now we don't have these safeguards, and right now it is, despite what Ed said, right, it is going to a specific place on the wiki map, to specific places, and we need to balance it in a way, and also to make sure that people who in the past would have not have a chance because they might not have enough people that they know, but they have excellent skills and can be really beneficial to the board, that these people have a chance, that they can get elected. And so this is why we are raising all these issues of maybe having quotas, maybe having, right? And these are all different ways. They're not perfect. None of them is perfect, as I said before. But this is exactly why we want that. And we say that the current system is not enough because it did yield a specific type of candidates in the past.
I wanted to understand when she says committees, what exactly is she referring to? Is she referring to a user group or a regional community?
All of them.
I just wanted to understand when she was asking.
All of them. There is no one community. I mean, when I say community, I usually mean everything. The affiliates, the individuals contributing, all the different moving parts that make the Wikiverse what it is. Some people use communities in plural just because they feel it better represents the fact that we're different parts, different smaller communities that is one. I usually like to use community because I still want to think, or because I truly believe actually that despite the differences, despite the fact that we come from different parts of the world and speak maybe different languages and have different opinions, like me and Ad, we agree on some things, we can disagree on others, but we all have something in common. We all work towards the same goal. And so I want to think of us as one big community that promotes free knowledge. So that's the way that I see it. Even if the reality is that we have many, many, many smaller ones.
Okay, just a quick take for me. I reserve my opinion on this process, on the actual feedback process. Actually, what I'm observing right now is we're planning a boxing match, but the fighters are already fighting. So I think it's best if we put it on the right venue. And this is not the right venue. We're just laying out the road to that path. So if the discussion phase starts on the right venue, like through your coordinator or through Meta, that will be the best venue. It is not best if we discuss everything here because it would consume time and it will not gain any decision or consensus.
It's a question about process, so I just want to clarify. Totally agreed. I mean, this is not the official venue. This is not the right time, not the right place. And actually, for a conversation like this, there's no single right time, place, channel. What we are doing is just offering and proposing people to organize as many different venues as they see fit. We especially want that people feel comfortable talking. For some people, coming to a session like this, it's a chance for them to comment. Maybe the same people wouldn't go to a Meta page or to, they don't even have Telegram, or I don't know, whatever you call it. So yes, if there was an impression that here we were discussing something to decide anything, no, we were discussing something, but we are not deciding anything, and actually nothing, absolutely nothing, is being decided during this call for feedback. What we are doing is having many conversations in different places, different topics, different languages, different people, different groups, and we as the facilitator team, we are trying to compile all this information sorted out in a report that we are going to be drafting publicly so everybody can review that, you know, if they feel well represented there. And we will bring this to officially then to the board at the end of the call for papers. So I just wanted to explain this, that there's nothing being decided here. Be sure about that. And I hope the conversation was, after all, enjoyable. I think imagine all this in emails or in a talk page. It would be just very long.
Yeah, just to strengthen what Kim was saying, there are some people, yes, everything will also be on Wiki. But there are some people from the world, and we know it after doing the strategy process, that don't feel comfortable reading these long, very long sometimes, masses of texts in English. Some people find it easier to speak to a person. And what we're trying to do in these talks and these office hours is offer another option to participate. Afterwards, hopefully people will feel more comfortable going to the right Wiki page to actually vote on what they want. But at least they had a chance before to discuss it and to talk to human beings and to hear different opinions and to do it in a platform that is easier for them. So I just want to, in the sake of diversity, just acknowledge that for some people, the Wiki is not always the easiest place to communicate.